It's the Mad Men DVD review.
That's right, it is. And we have in the studio with us today doing this DVD review for the very first time this year, our favorite DVD reviewer amongst many, Ben. How you doing, Ben?
Hi. At least your second favorite.
Yeah,
on
at least.
Saturdays.
Yeah, well, actually, you know what? I have no favorites. You're all great, but it's good to have you back.
Shout out to Joe Guy.
Shout out to Joe Guy and Amanda, who sometimes is here.
Is she?
Not really.
Not really. Shout out to Amanda anyway.
Shout out to Amanda anyway, yeah. How you doing, Ben? How was the new year?
Great. Great New Year's.
Watched a lot of movies?
Yeah, fair amount of movies. I binged them on New Year's Day.
Hey, it's your passion. Do what you love.
Mm. I went out. What else are you going to do?
Exactly. So what did you watch to review today?
Today we're talking about Leon the Professional.
Whose movie is that?
It's a movie by Luc Besson, who also did The Fifth Element.
And The Deep Blue, is it called? Le Grand Bleu? Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
That one's about a love between humans and dolphins.
Really?
A little bit. It's kind of a little bit like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, keeping with the theme of weird love, Leon the Professional is a great semi-thriller, semi-action, semi-family, in a sense. Oh, I don't know. But there's touching moments to it and graphic violence to it. It stars Natalie Portman in her film debut. She's playing a 12-year-old. She looks about that age, probably just a bit older. I don't know how old she actually is, but she's certainly very young. I don't know how old she is now.
Do you want me to look that up for you?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
We like to keep our listeners informed.
Yeah, it's always interesting when they cast old people to play young people, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, that's like high school. They always would cast like 30-year-olds to play high schoolers so they wouldn't have to worry about like the age restrictions of using people under 16.
All right, you ready for this? She was born in Jerusalem in 1981. So, when...
1994.
She was 13.
She was 13, only a year older.
Look at that.
Or, probably when they shot the movie, she was 12.
Yeah, gifted.
Wow. Yeah, she is wonderful. She carries the movie. I watched with my mum, and she thought, wow, I completely forgot how much of the movie is Natalie Portman just like being the emotional drive of the film. And it is quite interesting because it's like two different movies in a sense, like an alliance of two very different like extreme action with like very graphic blood, and then this beautifully complementary little growing maternal relationship between I suppose I should talk about what the movie's about.
Yeah, maybe we
in
should.
In case you don't know, Gene Reno is a hitman, or a cleaner, as he likes to say. Working. Oh yeah. When do you think this movie is set? You've seen this before.
I have to delve deep into my memory banks. I couldn't tell you. I would have said the 90s. I remember seeing a leather jacket.
Oh, where do you think it's set?
I think it's set in New York, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah. I thought it was set in France, and I couldn't even remember if they spoke French in this movie. I only saw it a couple of years ago, but I had all these false memories that it was set in like Paris, and they like were speaking French, and I was like very confused when I started watching it.
Does it feel French though?
Because it feels very French, because Gene Reno is French and he's got a heavy kind of accent, and also the production design is quite like the apartments look very much like their Paris apartments, and then we go to the exteriors and they're like, I wouldn't be surprised if the production like took place in Paris or whatever, and then they did their location shoots just in New York.
It's
very common to kind of do multinational productions, not what you'd expect.
I think you're onto something there, Benny.
Oh well. Anyway, Gene Reno is an assassin who takes in Natalie Portman, just 12 years old. Her name is not Matilda, but Mathilda. Mathilda.
Mathilda.
Mathilda. I thought it was just how he said it, but apparently her name is not, is Mathilda.
Common.
He takes her in after her family is killed by in a drug deal gone wrong, and reluctantly takes her under his wing and starts to show her his way of doing things, taking out people, his way of living. And they grow very close, and it's touching. It's wonderful.
I remember loving this movie. I remember loving Gene Reno. I think I saw it when I was like 16, so it's a decade and some, decade and change ago.
Yeah, Gene Reno is a wonderful character, very moralistic, very regretfully like emotional. He doesn't like to show his feelings, but he's actually a very deep man looking for roots, and Natalie Portman is Mathilda.
But it's also comic. There's lots of comic moments, I think, isn't there?
There's light humor, polite humor, but there's lots of action.
Lots of
the main thing.
Lots of violence.
And it complements the more emotional stuff surprisingly well. It works together as a cohesive film.
So, sorry to use obnoxiously sort of French sort of turn of phrase, but has it aged like a fine wine, would you say?
Like I would a fine say so. Bordeaux? The fashion is highlight. Natalie Portman wears these great like jumpsuits and stuff, and there's like aerobic tapes on TV, and everyone has great fashion. It's already a little time capsule.
That's worth watching it for, Alan.
We've already changed a lot since 94.
For the better?
Yeah. Why not?
All right. So you recommend this one, huh? You enjoyed it?
Yeah, definitely.
How about your mum? How did your mum feel about it?
My mum enjoyed it, aside from a little bit of ickiness. A little bit of...
like, oh my God, the violence. Oh. There's a little bit of weird.
A little bit of weird. Mathilda grows very attached to her protector. It's a little weird.
Little Woody Allen, shall we say.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel icky just saying his name. I understand where your mum's coming from. All right. So, it's a high recommend. It's available from the Madman website.
Do we have a giveaway?
It's a very good question. We do not have a giveaway.
Okay.
But I don't think anybody is back at work in the office. Like, I know Sigrid is, and I know Hugh is, but I think everybody else...
I think they're all back.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, then this is not good enough. Anyway, we'll make sure there's a giveaway next week. I don't know who's going to be coming in to review, but as ever, we'd like to thank you for coming in, Ben.
Yep.
Wonderful review. I want to watch this movie now, actually. Maybe I'm going to watch it tonight. Who knows?
Worth it. It's not on Netflix or anything.
So you have to go to the Madman website.
Yeah, you have to go and get it from Madman.
Nice one.
Thanks, Madman.
Thanks, Madman. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in color.